Is removing the cabal advisable? Or are there consequences? Hello again, thank you for being here once more. I hope you are happy and strong today. I am Marie Swaru. Everyone wants the evil cabal which controls Earth gone, especially the human population that is aware that it even exists, as the vast majority of the people still believe in countries, political parties, democratic elections, lies and fairy tales. And at least two star races, who are officially Galactic Federation members, have a plan for how they would remove the cabal on Earth, the Tajitans, and the Irma, as described in one of my recent videos where I interviewed the Irma Tiger Arishar. I am aware of the existence of several articles and videos on the web, all coming from the socially accepted New Age community, which state that each time the cabal has retreated, and for one or another reason has left the humans to simply be themselves, and develop freely with none of their interference, humanity flourishes, developing beautiful political systems based on true equality for all its members. An example they use is that the last time the cabal retreated and left the humans to develop on their own, people created the United States of America, with its Constitution and Bill of Rights, which later on became corrupt and degraded into what it is in reality today, as they say. Although I cannot deny that the initial concept of the United States sounds very good, and it was an immense improvement over the existing political systems at the time, we must observe a few details. First of all, real history did not happen as it is officially stated. We are uncovering more and more proof that it's all a fabrication. Furthermore, even if I suspect some authors may deny this, the United States was created entirely by Freemasons and their secret societies, which are undeniably part of the cabal. Therefore, it most probably was part of an agenda and a planned evolution for humankind, most surely to develop a global political polarization, also creating its antithesis a little further on, and which was called the Soviet Union. Which we now know that the October Revolution was fully financed by the cabal. I know names and all, but I cannot publish that data here, and as a punishment against Russia's Tsars, for having disobeyed them during the America Civil War, as they actively helped President Lincoln back then, mostly with the Russian Navy, against the cabal's instructions. Creating with it, a global polarization that keeps humans in conflict with one another, divide and rule principle, and even during the Second World War the Soviet Union and the Allies were not friends. Let me remind you all that the Soviet Union was initially a German ally, and only turned against Hitler when cabal interests changed, but that is another story. The Freemasons are not the cabal. They are only one of many secret societies or sectors, the one which is closest to the general population, and from where the appointed puppet leaders of society come from, and not from where real power resides. Those have the tendency or modus operandi of working in duality, where some of their groups work altruistically in favor of the people, of humanity, while other groups appointed above them work for the interests of those secret societies, and therefore against humanity at large, as they see people as no less than cattle for exploitation at many levels. The members of those secret societies, including the so-called elite, label the human population as the animals. They see themselves as superior in every way to the human population, because they are who designed the basic concepts that control and guide humanity, and which are nothing but manipulative lies, concepts such as country-states and patriotism, law and civil rights, medical and food mafia, official science, the economy and religions, which were created and set up to control the human population, and to restrict their spiritual development. They roam the world freely, with no restrictions, and they use gold for the transactions between the members, They have their science and their own medicine that has little to nothing to do with the one they give the people. And they also have their own religions, if you can call them as such, because they basically honor and worship their own dark entity egregores. Those Freemasons' work is compartmentalized, where the ones at a lower level are used and exploited to do the work that is closest to the public, which will be apparently highly altruistic in nature, and which members are ignorant of what goes on in higher levels of their secret society, therefore will deny any claims of them being negative. Yet I know that many members, or people who have been invited to join them, tend to dislike many things, strongly feeling if not seeing with their own eyes that something is very shady there, and they notice this from the start, although I fully accept not knowing at what exact level they start to notice this. I also know that while in those altruistic lower levels some members, or organizations pertaining to them do many good things in favor of the people, therefore it's useless and unadvisable for anyone to go against simple low-level elements and initiates, your neighbor-level members, because generalizing, they most probably are not at fault for anything, and are totally ignorant of all this. As I've come to understand studying all these subjects and problems on Earth, while at the side of Queen Alanim, who is fully invested in trying to find solutions to them, you cannot simply remove the cabal and expect things to move in favor of the people, as many of those New Age authors say, the ones I mentioned before, because the people are not ready for total freedom, as they strongly need leadership and guidance, or else they would fall into anarchy, and it will basically destroy society. With all the terrible consequences, destruction, and suffering it would cause. And what is worse, the free humans in their current state of mind and spiritual and ethical development would simply form groups around charismatic or cruel leaders who would rule with violence and fear. Then they would form clans, go at war with one another, where the winner would set up a feudal-like state. Monarchy as it is understood to be on Earth would develop, and then humans would find themselves back in the Middle Ages. Again. Humankind needs a transition government, or some kind of mentoring from strong and invested star races and their cultures, which need to be in a position of power and control over all the systems which keep society working. In other words, cabal puppets must either be replaced by the star nation's own puppets, or the existing ones must comply with the new paradigm. Yet I see this as even more difficult, as the whole system and its values are corrupt and strongly against the interests of the people. The cabal sometimes strongly pushes the concept of the idea that you must first destroy before you can rebuild. You can see this in the despicable recent Hawaii and Tenerife events, and in the case of real hard infrastructure it is unavoidable. But in the case of a society, it is more advisable to make it evolve in the desired direction, and the cabal knows this. Anyone with eyes to see can notice the way they are gradually guiding the ideas and the perceptions of the general population, especially those of the younger generations, as they do not have the memory of how things were in the recent past, needing to discredit and gaslight the older generations, of course. With this making use of the veil of forgetfulness that exists when souls incarnate on Earth, entering an incarnation there with no past life memories, exploiting it in full to manipulate the general population with the utmost efficiency. This strategy simply would not be possible in advanced interstellar societies which do not have such a strong veil of forgetfulness as souls incarnate in them, as they cannot be gaslighted nor manipulated as easily. The general population of Earth is in no way even close to being ready to be left to develop a positive society on their own and with no external interference. They need mentorship coming from highly evolved beings with holistic societies, and with strong empathic and emotional characteristics as well. Preferably of Lyrian, or space human descent, and not of other advanced interstellar races which do not look human, think almost in terms of pure logic, and do not have the same emotional threshold and range human Lyrians have, with perhaps one exception, the Irma people, which although are feline, are very emotional, and empathic, and I do see them as a close to ideal race for mentoring humans. Their ethical and moral standards are high and appropriate for that job, and they also have the strength of character which is necessary for the job, contrary to other star races of Lyrian descent which may be characterized by being over-empathic, gullible and all too innocent for such a humongous task. As I said above, the vast majority of the human population is not ready to govern themselves, as they have been indoctrinated to be led like cattle, to be given a way of life, with its rules and limitations. They only know how to obey and how to follow a leader, that's why they are so vulnerable to charismatic and demagogic rulers, and emerging gang thugs. They are used to being instructed as to how to even think, they have a copyherd mentality. Yet I know this does not apply to all the human population, fortunately, as I fully know that the vast majority of people who are listening to me right now are more than prepared to take on the task. But most of you, if not all, are starseeds, and deep down inside you all, even if you consciously may not remember where or how, you do know that much better political systems exist, because you once were a part of them or you lived in an advanced society in one or many of your past lives. Yet starseeds on Earth are kept separated from one another, with the divide and rule concept, and many are still fighting one another over useless matters such as who is telling the truth about extraterrestrial contacts, and who is lying about it and so on, creating conflict within starseed groups who still think they need to follow a leader or a spiritual guide who will supposedly tell them what is the hard truth, and how to act, and not taking full responsibility for what they believe and from who they take their information from. Yet during a transition to a positive human holistic society, starseeds will be the ones who are capable of becoming leaders, and much of the transformation will reside on your shoulders. The cabal which controls Earth may either change or be transformed into something else, as its complete and sudden removal would most certainly cause chaos and unnecessary human suffering. And how this is to be achieved, there are many theories and plans, mostly coming from interstellar positive races and their holistic societies, and we will be discussing them in detail in future videos. Thank you all for listening to me. Please like and subscribe if you see my information as valuable to you. And I hope to see you here next time. Be strong out there, dear starseeds. Your existence and your positive work are essential to everyone. Take care and stay positive. With much love. Your friend, Marie Soirou.